I'm going to read a verse now that I know has such tremendous revelation and depth to it. I am still laboring to the Father. Help me to understand this verse in a more revelatory and deeper way. Hear the Word of God. John writes this, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love." Well, one of the things that this means is that when we understand how perfectly loved we are by the Father, we won't be afraid. You see, Jesus said, not a sparrow that falls to the ground. He said, are not two sparrows sold for a cent? And yet not one of them, these birds, there are two of them are sold for a penny. He said, and not even one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father. Jesus said, the number of hairs on your head are numbered. And so I believe getting a hold of the insight in this word that we just read involves understanding how intimately the Lord is involved in the lives of His chosen ones, even in the minutest details. Now, it's easy to state that, but it's harder to apprehend it, because when we're going through hard times, even for me, for example, at night sometimes, I get attacked in my sleep at night with just like bad dreams and dreams that I feel a million miles away from God. And I wake up in the morning and I feel like, Lord, why did that happen? Why, if I'm so close to you, why did I have that dream? I mean, you weren't even anywhere present in that dream. Where were you? And I have to fight to say, Lord, even though it seems like you weren't with me in that dream, and I don't understand why you let it happen, and I don't understand why I had no consciousness of you in that dream, I'm going to still believe that somehow you're completely, intimately involved in my life in every single detail, with every single breath, and for some reason, you're allowing me to experience that, but your love is hovering right over me. There's such a bigger picture to this that I'm seeing right now. The truth is, we need revelation of how intimately involved in our lives God is and how much He loves us. And when we get that, beloved, we will be afraid of nothing, because we will know that we are not victims of anything, that God is directing everything and watching over our entire lives. So, Father, in Yeshua's name, I ask you for help with this. Father, I ask that the love that was demonstrated by you when you sent your Son to die on the cross for us, I ask, Father God, that the fullness of that revelation of how much you loved us, so that it even propelled you to send your Son for to die in our place, I pray that the fullness of that love of yours, Father, would penetrate our hearts and minds, so that all your children would understand what you mean when you say the number of hairs on our head are numbered. Father, that there's not one part of our life that you're not with us in. In Jesus' name, Daddy, we ask you for great revelation of your love.